American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
There is quite a bit of the Texas cattle industry that is focused in that area.
That's Jeremy Fuchs, the Director of Public Affairs for the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association, based in Austin. He's speaking about all the rural areas where the cattle have been affected by Hurricane Harvey.
Well, absolutely. You watch the mainstream news coverage of Hurricane Harvey, and you hear a lot about places like Rockport or Houston. But what a lot of folks don't realize is that there is a whole lot of rural land in between and surrounding those larger municipalities.
Fuchs noted that that area is home to a great amount of cattle.
USDA estimates about 1.2 million cattle in that affected area in those 50-some counties that were declared disaster areas by Governor Abbott.
And of course, in those affected areas, their fencing is down and a lot of cattle are displaced. Jeremy Fuchs.
There is a lot going on right now, especially when it comes to recovering from and providing relief for those areas of ranchers that were affected.
And Fuchs said right now everyone is trying to get their hands around how much has happened to the cattle and the cattle industry in those affected counties.
We're still in the very early stages and don't have specific data on the number of cattle lost or the number of missing cattle or cattle that have maybe been found where they do not belong. Those areas dry out a little bit here and that water recedes. Hopefully within the next week or two, we'll be able to get a little bit better idea of exactly what those numbers are in terms of the impact.
And in Beaumont, Texas, the Texas Army National Guard has been working around the clock to assist Southeast Texas since Hurricane Harvey hit the area. According to KHOU Television, this week, their attention turned to stranded cattle, where they dropped a lot of hay from a Chinook helicopter. Pilot Randolph Robinson was in command. He said the roads are still underwater, homes are still underwater, and he's seen it all from the cockpit. The devastation is real, but their focus now is keeping animals alive. He said the request came down from ranchers saying that cows had been underwater for several weeks and had nothing to eat. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.